This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm loving the infighting with the Democrats, but nothing's new. They've been infighting for decades, and the only problem, conservatives listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, is Republicans don't know how to take advantage of the infighting. Glad you guys are with me, because I teach you how to fight. 844-551-8255. I would tell you the Democrats are stunned, but they're not. They're not stunned at all. Democrats are so good at manufacturing, creating this idea around things. They know what they were going to get. They knew what they were getting with Captain Demento. They were prepared for it. And I love to tell you this because I think it's such wonderful news. He was the best they had. You know what their biggest concern is? I'm going to give them to you in order. 2022, how can we cheat when we don't have the ability? I mean, we don't have the numbers. We have nothing to fall back on. We don't have a demented vice president with brain damage who is our number one contender to bail us out of this mess, because guess what? He's the one that got us into it. So 2022 is a problem. And 2024, which if you listen to the program, you've already heard me talk about it. The Democrats overwhelmingly don't want their sitting president. Do you think that's going to change over the next 2 years? Well, let me just answer for you, because I already know what you said. No, you know it's not. Biden's not 50 years old. He'll be 52 in 2 years and have a little bit more maturity, or have really learned something from his stupidity. He's a 47, 48-year Democrat, a bureaucrat who's done nothing, and he's aging in dog years, and he's got a brain disease. And if you think it's going to get better for the Democrats over the next 2 years, you're wrong. You're going to see Biden sharding more, wearing his Depends diapers as he's embarrassing himself and this nation in front of people to the point where Democrats are going to be embarrassed. That is the cycle. It is all they can do. And if they try to cheat him into office again in 2024, it's going to backfire. If they try to replace him in 2024, it's going to reflect pretty badly on the party. That's right, folks. You heard it here first on the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. See, I play things out to the bitter end. That's what strategists do, is you look at things and you say, where could we possibly go? This is chess. I'm Bobby Fischer of politics and explaining how things work. And if you don't believe me, I was at the Republican Governors Association event. I probably talked to 8 different governors, some running for office again. Some of them running for office for the first time, business people. And I can tell you, they're asking me questions, Kevin, what, blah, blah, blah. And I give them an answer and they go, whoa, I'm not going to say names. But I'll tell you this, I had multiple conversations, and after 2 quick answers about something, some problem they were having with the campaign or whatever, these people hand me their card and say, I want to talk to you more. I need to get your counsel during the campaign. I took the cards and said, happy to help. Now, why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this because we have to learn how to strategize and take advantage of these people, these knuckleheads that think they're in charge of us. And we got to kick them when they're down. And as I said, Biden numbers are down. They are low, 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 low. They're low. Kamala Harris, nothing to offer. Democrat Party scrambling. Oh, they want to get stuff passed. Don't misunderstand me. They don't care that all that stuff's going on. I mean, they're going to still do their reckless behavior. Pelosi and Schumer are really the ones running things. But they need somebody competent in there. They need somebody they can rely on. They don't have that. And the biggest thing that they needed in the previous election cycle was to get rid of Trump, because they can't do the things that they're going to do with Trump there. And for the record, I want to be very clear. Donald Trump did a horrible job of wrangling Congress. Reagan was much better. Reagan would be like, oh, we're not going to spend this money. I mean, he did bring in the deficit spending in government. But the number was minuscule compared to what it is now. Trump should have reined them in. Trump should have said, I don't care what you do. We're not raising the budget. We're not going through the debt ceiling. Does anybody remember when we called it when we established the so-called debt ceiling? And we just keep punching through it. And then Trump said, you know what? For every dollar you spend, you got to cut $2 or whatever. They hated that. And then, you know how they got to him? Wu flu. Woo! We're all sick. We're all going to die. Let me tell you, biggest fake news, fraudulent thing on the nation, and people should be in prison over this. Anyway, leftists are being shown, folks, what leftism is really all about, and they don't like it. Democrats leaving in droves. This is what you should understand. You are experiencing residual winning brought to you by Team Trump. Vaccine mandates rejected in court and, more importantly, in the court of public opinion. Yet another symbol of the problems Team Demento has convincing Americans, for example, that inflation is good. Hey, folks, be happy you're paying double plus for gas. Be happy that your food prices are an average of, 20 to 50% higher depending upon the product. That's good news. Oh, and by the way, you have the money. Why? We got you more money. Well, did they get you double? I asked this last hour. If you got double, if you're making twice the money you were making last year, congratulations. You might be able to keep pace with the real inflation numbers. Look at everything. Go out to a restaurant and see what you get charged. Holy mother of moolah. These bills will choke a thoroughbred racehorse. You go out for a quick bite for lunch, it's $25. If you leave a decent tip, I mean, I'm just telling you, the numbers are astounding. I ate by myself. This is no exaggeration. I ate by myself the other day, and now I was at a nice resort. But here's what I got. I got a cup of soup and a beer. It cost me $27 without the tip. A cup of soup and a beer. I then got a little tired because I was waiting on some friends to come by, and I got a cup of coffee. The coffee was $6. I'm not talking gourmet. Regular cup of coffee, $6. Now, I know this was at the Biltmore. It's a frou-frou joint. But even the Biltmore, I'm thinking $3. I had a $5 out of my hand. I was going, hey, I'm going to leave her a big tip. Nope. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about, folks. FJB. When we get back, you'll know what that means. You probably already do. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I thought of this the other day as I was driving down the road. I don't even know what prompted it. But I said, I want to develop it. If I was, you know, writing software, I would have an app that you could put on your phone. It would be the Kick My Butt app. And if you see somebody doing something really stupid, you press the app. It's like an Uber. You press the app. It dispatches some, you know, bad actor, you know, some bad dude, and he just comes over and kicks your butt. And you could do that on your legislators. You know, you could say, oh, really? You know, you're going to let illegals into the country, like, boom, here's a Kick My Butt app. Bam, you push the button, and they just come there and whoop the heck out of these people. We need a Kick My Butt app. Sometimes you might even want to do it on yourself. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I know it sounds crazy, but think about it a little bit. Marinate on it before you just dispatch it out of hand. Yeah, don't just, oh, Kevin, there's a crazy idea. What are you talking about? Just think about it. Kick your butt app. It was like that movie, the show The Intern, where these guys said you have this app and it's drunk texting. So if you can't, you know, like do a math problem or something like that, means you're too drunk to drive or too drunk to do whatever, so you can't text and it'll shut your phone down. This is a Kick Your Butt app. You do something so stupid, it just says, okay, you're done. I'm shutting you off. Kevin Jackson, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Lots of buzz over Rittenhouse. And we'll get into more of that. But the thing I enjoy most about the discussion of Rittenhouse is the left's obsession with white supremacy. See, it's complete BS. There's nothing that Rittenhouse has done except to be white. And he's a white supremacist. Even though he shot three white people, killed two, he's a white supremacist. And I tell you, the cautionary tale for this for America is that if Rittenhouse had shot black folks, you talk about being on alert, right? Oh, we're on alert because of the jury verdict and all this. And let me tell you, it doesn't matter what the verdict is with this. The left want to riot. They have people ready to go. They want to act as if the country is riveted over this. And they're not. The country knows Kyle Rittenhouse did nothing wrong. The gun didn't do anything wrong. You know who did something wrong? Antifa. Leftists. Democrats, the people who run these cities, the bureaucrats, the police who follow these bureaucrats and don't follow the law, they are all complicit. Kyle Rittenhouse did nothing wrong, but he's getting prosecuted. So anyway, we'll talk more about that. But I'm enjoying this conversation we're having around the infighting of the Democrats, the issues that they have to face when the Democrats have to consider getting rid of the little token black woman VP, Kamala Harris. That is a whole bag of worms. Because, see, she was handpicked because she was a woman of color. Joe Biden was handpicked because he was the only candidate that they could try to fake and pretend that he had, he's been around so long and everybody likes Joe, blah, blah, blah. I want you to just understand, when they did the big cheat, think of the analysis that went on. Well, should we do Harris? No, nobody's going to believe that she would get 81 million votes or whatever they needed to win. They didn't know what they needed at the time. Nobody's going to believe it. What about Elizabeth Warren? No, she's not affable enough, whatever. I mean, what was the rationale? Can't get Andrew Yang. They're not ready for a Chinese. I'm just giving you what the powers that be in the Democratic Party was saying. Tulsi Gabbard. No, she's too much of a loose cannon. She's too young. She's pretty. She represents us too well. Well, and to be honest with you, Tulsi Gabbard was probably the best candidate for the Democrats. I mean, taking away gravitas and all that, she was the best candidate. She's young. She's a woman. She's a minority woman. That's it. End of story. Game over. But they didn't pick her. Four black people, already talked about Harris, but three other blacks. A senator, a governor, former governor, and a businessman. They overlooked all of them. They had a Latino that served on the Obama administration. Young, good-looking Latino guy. For all the girls I loved before, I traveled in and out our door. I'm glad they came along to play this song. Julian Gonzalez, who, by the way, does not speak a word of Spanish. So they went through him. They couldn't find anybody that had enough credentials that they could do the big cheat. And now they got a massive problem ahead of them. Massive problem. Hey, Hollywood, is this thing on? Where are you, De Niro? Why aren't you out talking about how great Biden's policies are? Where are all the other big mouth Holly weirdos? Hey, Rock, you came on and talked about the best thing for this country is Joe Biden. Now, we know you've been paid off by the Chinese, but, where's that going? Where are you now? Where are all the people who vied to get this clown in? Where are you people? And now we got Harris. FJB is being flown in airplanes over beaches. Pizza pie, the most popular pizza pie right now, is if you just have the sauce spell out FJB. And it ain't Franklin, Jillen, or Roosevelt, okay? It's F. Joe Biden. Or let's go, Brandon. LGB. Oh, well, you can't do LGB because then they'll think it's a gay pizza pie without the transsexuals, who for all intents and purposes should be revolting because they just been lumped in there with the LGB, and the T's can go either way. They could be part of the not gay man woman team that I formed years ago. The not gay equivalent of the LGBT movement. Anyway, Democrats have a serious problem that they're not going to be able to run from. Fox News congressional correspondent Chad Pergram revealed that he received a cryptic email from a well-connected Washington, D.C. insider advising him to learn about the process for replacing a United States vice president. Now, I talked earlier in the first hour about Kamala Harris. Oh, cackles. Yeah, cackles. Look, she's under fire. And rightfully so. And I'm, no offense, but, well, I take that back. Offense. I hope it's offensive to them. I love that these guys have to fight it out. They got to slug it out in the infighting because it's going to create a rift. It will continue the rift that already exists in the Democratic Party. Because they're going to have a tough time explaining this to women and the black folks and maybe even the Indian vote. We'll be back. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Prices for everyday goods and services are on the rise in the United States, particularly at the gas pump. where economists estimate Americans are paying more than $1 more per gallon on average than last year. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is no fan of the Democrats' solution to open the strategic petroleum reserves.
You don't release your strategic reserves that are there in case you get in a really bad spot from a war or something. You actually increase your domestic supply. Now, why can't they do that? Because the climate change crowd is trying to put us out of the fossil fuel business, and it's causing all this increase at the pumps.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt commuted the death sentence of Julius Jones, who was convicted in a 1999 fatal shooting, to life without parole hours before he was scheduled to be executed. USA Radio News. A cable news network is being banned from the Wisconsin courthouse where the Kyle Rittenhouse trial is being held.
I have instructed that no one from MSNBC News will be permitted in this building for the duration of this trial.
Judge Bruce Shorter telling the defense and prosecution he's reviewing a police report that detailed someone allegedly affiliated with the network tailing a bus transporting the jurors. The man was stopped for running a red light and then allegedly told the cops a network producer ordered him to follow the bus. Many in the St. Louis area say they felt an earthquake that rumbled through southeastern Missouri last night. The U.S. Geological Survey says a 4.0 magnitude quake hit the area around 9 p.m. in Wayne County. That's in the area of the New Madrid Fault. Social media indicated people from Memphis to Springfield to St. Louis and Kansas City felt the quake. No damage or injuries were reported. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats have massive issues. Massive issues. And they are not going away. And look, this is sort of a pep talk program today. It's not as funny. I get it. You're probably, Kev, come on, man. You know, pull my finger, man. Make me laugh, dude. Come on, man. Funny, man. You're supposed to be funny today. No, I'm funny. You're not paying attention. Today is a little bit of a different day because the Democrats are imploding, and I want you to understand that look, sometimes you got to get away from funny, like Mark Levin said. It's not about being funny. It's about the Constitution. No, I'm not doing a good Levin today. The Constitution. No, it's not. Today is not about being funny. It's about letting you understand that when you look at the news over the next couple of weeks, over the next cycle, I want you to look at it differently. And I want you to not forget the things that are going on, because that's important too. That's why we do these recaps. We do recaps and we do reminders. Like, for example, I always tell you about the crime. Because the things that are impacting people every single day, day to day in their daily lives, is a big deal. So think about it this way. I give you Chicago statistics on who got shot. How many people got shot? How many people got shot at? What, you know, wounded, whatever. But you know what's now on top of that? Inflation. On top of dodging bullets and, you know, trying to figure out how to live your life in some of the most dangerous places in America, anywhere Democrats are in charge, that's the most dangerous places in America, you now have Bidenflation. And the way that the Democrats want to sell it to you is they say, well, it's good. It means that you're making more money and you can afford it. So, you know, this is good. You're helping the economy by doing this. But see, think about it. You got one thing to worry about, safety. Your kids can't play outside. Half of them aren't in school. Teachers' unions fighting you with that. Police can't protect you because they're not going. They're saying, we don't want any mask mandates. We're quitting. First responders going away, et cetera, et cetera. And on top of that, you're having trouble buying groceries. You're having trouble making that rent payment. And now it's all gone. You can't keep blaming Wu Flu, because you know what's happening with Wu Flu? The lid's off of that, too. Those lies are being exposed. Not as many people died. More people got it than they told you. Not as many people died from it specifically. And that shot's dangerous. And it's being exposed. So they can't hide behind that, even though that's what they want to blame everything on. The reason for inflation is because of Wu Flu, the supply chain. And so now Their biggest concern is, can we keep you with enough products to where you won't be mad at us when the midterms come? And even though they want to cheat, and they will cheat during the midterms, they can't. They don't know now. Who can we trust? And you know that they're going to cheat. So now the Republicans are saying, we're going to put in safeguards. So in some of the battleground states, they're saying, we're going to prevent you from cheating. And then other Democrats are going, you know, I was down for you last time we cheated, but I can't be down for you this time. And here's the really bad news. You can't cheat when the world you built is burning, Nero. They got issues galore, folks. Oh, you want to know something that's been forgotten? The Americans in Afghanistan. You think that there are people not running on that? Let me tell you, I was talking to some candidates in the last few days, and here's what I told them. You show me a place where it's Democrat plus one, plus two, plus five, I will show you a place that is vulnerable to a Republican winning. And you know what they're trying to tell people? Oh, you got to back away from Trump to win. There's no way you can win. That's what I heard a couple of people say. Biggest lie on the planet. If you back away from Trump, that's a guarantee that you won't win. You better embrace his policy. You don't have to be like, oh, I'm all about Trump, 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 Trump. Please endorse me, Trump. But if you don't go in there and say, look, I'm going to do the type of thing that Trump did. I'm going to bring business practices into government, and I'm going to represent you. You will win in Democrat areas because people are upset. Americans left in Afghanistan. No man left behind doesn't mean anything anymore. And that was Barack Obama, race to the top. You know, no child left behind. Democrats will leave your child behind. Border issues to the point where they go, oh, well, yeah, we're going to let all these illegals in, and then we're going to pay reparations to brown folks who got in. And black people are like, what do you mean you're paying reparations over here? Big issues. I'll get back to that in just a second. I already talked about inflation blamed on Wu flu. And who created the Wu flu problem? Democrats, the same ones who created problems in education. The same ones who created problems in the economy. So Democrats ginned up all this Wu flu nonsense, and now they want to use it as their excuse for inflation and everything else. That's the reason why your kids have to stay home is Wu flu. And teachers don't want to teach. Union workers don't want to work. And they want to push that burden out onto the people who are already suffering, folks. They're suffering from lockdowns and various mandates. They're suffering from, here it comes again, Bidenflation. So these woo-foo lies that are being exposed are exposing the Democrats for who they are. And what does it impact? Everything. Because see, now you start to rethink critical race theory. You know how many white suburbanite former leftists said, I'm not racist. I've been raising my children to live in a colorblind society. How dare you want me to be forced to learn something and accuse me of being racist when I've been on your side all these years? And it reminds me of one of my good friends, an economist, who said to me, Kevin, he felt guilty that he was no longer a leftist. And I said, let me tell you something, my friend. You've never been a true leftist. You never have been. You were fighting for the right cause for blacks in the 60s and for women's rights and these types of issues. You were right on those issues. The reason why you feel the way you feel today is you know black folks are not oppressed. There are no water cannons and German shepherds except metaphorically in the minds of the black folks and the Democrat enablers who want them to believe that they are lesser, that they need the government, that they can't do for themselves and so on. And you're saying, wait, I wasn't raised that way. I grew up poor. I made something of myself. What is the problem? And the problem you finally realize, and this is an 82-year-old world-renowned economist, he finally realized the Democrats are a party of despair, a party of destruction. And that's why they're losing ground. And that's why critical race theory is losing ground, because many of these Democrats are going, enough. And that's what makes the big cheat tough. Mass defection coming from the Democratic Party. There's nothing they can do about it. You want to know why? They can't shift ideologically that fast. They're like a big ocean liner trying to make a turn on a dime. It ain't gonna happen. So what have they done? They've lost much of the black vote. Much of it. You know why? Because they condone things like Black Lives Matter. When people know all lives matter, many blacks know, don't try to take me out of the mainstream. Stop infantilizing me and let me be part of America. That's what I want to be part of. There are many blacks who have the muscle memory of Martin Luther King Jr., Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., who say enough is enough. So they've lost much of the black vote. Do I need to remind you to go watch TV on Saturday, go watch a football game for colleges and hear what's being chanted in the stadiums? FJB, I talked about it FJB, talked about it earlier. Most popular pizza right now has in the sauce FJB right on the front. You know, let's go Brandon. So they're losing not only the black vote, they're losing the youth vote, they're losing the suburban mom vote because of CRT. I'm just helping you connect some of the dots. They're losing much of America because people notice the double standard between Antifa and Black Lives Matter, how they get treated, and how somebody like Kyle Rittenhouse gets treated. They've noticed the difference between how Hillary Clinton gets treated versus Joe Blow. They're noticing. And you know what they notice the most? They notice their idiot leadership. They notice that Joe Biden really is incompetent. They notice that Kamala Harris is a complete liability. Speaking on Brett Baer's all-star panel, a guy by the name of Pete Pergram, let people in on a little secret about a mysterious email he received several weeks ago from an insider source suggesting that America could be in for a replacement VP on the horizon. I don't know if it's true or not, but here's what I will tell you. There's a lot of press about this. A lot. And we don't control it. It isn't like we're the ones saying it. It isn't, you know, just some conspiracy theorists being started by Republicans. This is mainstream news. You look and, oh, Kamala Harris polling is way down. Kamala Harris. It's an attack on Kamala Harris. A full frontal attack. And let me tell you what black women do that are incompetent like Kamala Harris. They fight back in some very crude ways. Watch what she does over the next few weeks. It will probably surprise you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to, unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will, or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Why do leftists bother to measure? In many cases, they don't, right? Everybody gets a trophy, things like this, but they give out awards like best actor, best this, best picture, that. So they measure some things, but they don't measure others. But when it comes to certain things, for example, education, they want it to all be the same. Or so they say, right? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. When it comes to their political ideology, they all think and act the same because it's an ideological cult. And when they want to apply that, that's when they say, no measuring. We don't want, we can't let anybody feel like they're not part of the system, so we want everybody to feel equal, when in fact they know it's not the case. So, for example, they're now saying, we don't want SAT tests for kids to get into college. We don't want to have a general idea of your aptitude. And while, look, I can agree to some point that you say, well, you take a test, but that doesn't tell you that this kid isn't really good with his hands. He maybe be a great carpenter or a great welder, woodworker, whatever, building engines, things like that. But there are aptitude tests for everything. You can give me an aptitude test that says, do you know how to make a right angle so you know that the house you build is not going to be jacked up? For leftists, though, grades are unnecessary. But let me tell you what is necessary. Conformance. And in an effort to make sure that all the students conform to stupidity, some California schools have decided they're going to get rid of all the grades. And this is an effort, they say, to close the racial achievement gap. Now, I'm going to tell you, that's offensive to me, the racial achievement gap. It's like saying, well, you know, in order for blacks to get anywhere close to whites, we got to get rid of the testing. As if that's going to do it. That'll get you closer. Now, the other part of it that I find really insulting is that they believe that we black folks need to get closer to whites. There are black people who are very, very good at what they do. In fact, some of them are better than whites at what they do. This is so blatantly wrong. I have a tough time talking about it because my mind is racing at the same time saying, how dare you? Kevin Jackson's here, you're listening to, by the way, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I am an American of black descent and ancestry, 79% black to be specific or somewhat specific. So let me put this another way of what we're talking about here with this closing of the racial achievement gap. This is educators, using finger quotes, who don't want to expose their inability to teach minority students. Now, let me tell you why they can't teach minority students. Because their hands are tied. So I'm not blaming the educators necessarily. I'm blaming the education system that says, forget teaching black kids. Because here's a dirty little secret. Pay attention, conservatives. The education system does not want to teach black kids. It wants to demoralize them by making them think that they're giving them power. Well, your power doesn't come when somebody says, I'm going to dumb you down and I'm going to give you excuses for failure. So they want to get rid of these grades, close a racial gap, which means I don't really know where I stand in comparison. Do you think the world is going to do this? They simply get rid of the grid lines and the goalpost on a football field, and nobody wins the game. Anyway, according to the LA Times, not knowing how a student performs will boost achievement levels. So a number of California schools have directed teachers to apply grades based on whether students have learned what was expected of them during a course. This precludes teachers from penalizing students for behavior, work habits, and missed deadlines. Now, you're pretty smart people to listen to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You're smart. Let me ask you this. When you get a deadline at work, you have a deadline to turn in your thing to get to submit for a grant or some sort of an award for a contract or whatever. Do they extend it for you or does your competition get it? When you have a deadline at work and you say, oh, my little part of my job is interdependent on my company getting a contract or whatever, and I'm going to miss it. No big deal. And you know what? If I behave badly at work, if I have poor work habits and I miss those deadlines, I'm not going to be penalized at my real job. And what do educators blame folks for this achievement gap and why they're wanting to go away from these grades? This is going to be a shocker to you. They blame WFLU. Here's what the article says. Student grades have suffered nationwide as a result of school closures and online learning. And in California, only 46% of the projected class of 2022 is on track to meet the state's university systems admissions requirement, compared to 59% of the class of 2019, the last full year of schooling before the pandemic. So, let's just think about that. In a good year, the year before the pandemic, they got an F. 59% of the 2019 class was ready to meet the state's university systems admission requirements. Now look, I'm not telling you every kid should go to college, but high school, when you get out, should have every kid prepared to go to college. And in a good year, it was 59%. And in a bad year, it's 46%. And the difference between that 13% gap has nothing to do with the teachers or the, it had to do with the education system deciding, you know what, we're not going to do it. We're going to just stay home because of this fake Wu flu. So the system built by Democrats was made worse by Democrats who exacerbated a problem that isn't really a problem. And now they're using it as their excuse. While the pandemic caused a major drop in student achievement, the racial achievement gap between white and Asian students compared to black and Hispanic students has been a primary driver in the push for what school administrators in LA and San Diego call equitable. Equitable grading practices include eliminating deadlines and allowing students to retake tests and revise essays for better grades. Because that's how it works in the real world, right? You get to revise stuff and get better grades. Yeah. My son, he comes home, he says, yeah, Dad, so we took the test and we get to take it again and you can get half of whatever the credit is that you took the test. So if you make a 90, you take again, you can get a 95. They'll give you 5 points back or whatever. So kids do it. And I think to myself, that's weird. Anyway, it's a dog whistle, folks. Equitable is a dog whistle for underperforming. That's what it is. Equitable means I can't teach you. I can't find out what you're really good at, so I'm just going to pass it off as, well, let's just not grade. There are people that would be in shop that are, they're very good people, you know, smart kids. Maybe they're smart in math. They wouldn't do well in auto mechanics or shop or whatever. But they'd be great engineers. So let me put it to you this way. If Republicans own the education system, equitable would be called racist. LA Unified School District Chief Academic Officer Allison Yoshimoto Tauri said that traditional and commonplace grading practices justify and to provide unequal education opportunities based on a student's race or class. This was in a letter that was published to principals by this education director. Heavily cited in the letter was grading consultant Joe Feldman, who argued in 2019 that equity must be part of the grading reform. Now, see, I'm going to tell you what this Joe Feldman is. He is a Jewish race pimp who's bought into the city. He knows that's where the money is. And he's telling people what they want to hear. He says, continuing to use century-old grading practices, by doing this, we inadvertently perpetuate achievement and opportunity gaps, rewarding our most privileged students and punishing those who are not. Well, it's not really true. What they don't do is I can tell you what the education system doesn't do. It doesn't count those other skill sets that do have meaning. We don't elevate those skill sets. And that's because the education system is too lazy to reform itself. And why is it that way? Because of the teachers' unions, they don't want to work. I got to leave it there.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.